You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of CORE. Today, episode 9.2, we're just going to dive straight into it. The future of Holt looks more collaborative than ever. Today, we can offer all-in-one solutions that makes it even easier for our customers. This is called Holt Fleet Services. This project is spearheaded by the Material Handling Division. I had the opportunity to sit down with Patrick Wall, MHD Sales Manager, at the 2024 Managers Meeting and learn a little bit more about this new endeavor.
So an interesting, a big thing with forklifts is due to uncertainties in the regulation industry, a lot of people are looking for ways not to own their equipment. So we're seeing a big trend in people being more open to not doing business in the traditional ways. So they're not going to either buy it outright or they're not going to get a bank lease. They want other ways to transact business that frees up capital, that gives them more flexibility as the business market changes. So we're doing this thing called, we call it Holt Fleet Services. You used to call it long-term rent. But we're seeing more and more people look to that option as a way to have flexibility and change with their business. Because they don't want to tie up capital with a lease. They don't want to pay cash outright and buy it right now. Although some people are doing a little more of that because of interest rates. But we're seeing more and more people look to their forklift provider to be more of a fleet and solutions provider rather than just selling them a forklift. They want to be like, hey, I need 15 forklifts for the next 2 years because I have this contract. I need to have, I need maintenance taken care of, all that kind of stuff. And I don't have to deal with a DLL or a Bank of the West or a Wells Fargo and lease it. I just want to get this done with a partner rather than a bank who's going to, if anything goes wrong, they're just going to be like, nope, you're stuck. You're locked in. Sorry. They want to be working more with partnerships. So we're seeing more people start to look at that as a actual valid business option rather than owning or leasing equipment.
Is Holt Fleet Services active right now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's an option we are actively pushing and we're actively looking to expand it because it's a good business model for us because we get to control the asset. And then at the end of the term of the Holt Fleet Service term that we rent it, some of them want to extend or we roll it back, give it to our used equipment, Dave Zior, and then we can roll it out and sell it and we make profit on the asset twice. And so it's good. And usually for the customer, it's good because they're just paying for utilization. They don't have to worry about overhead, capital costs, anything like that. They don't have to worry about maintenance, paying breakdowns. It's all lumped into that one rate, paying for utilization. And when they're done with it, they're done with it. And they can make a decision where to go from there and be a lot more flexible and active when it comes to how they need to progress their business.
So am I to understand that your goal is to get this to be a cross-divisional Holt Fleet Services?
Eventually, yes. I would love it to be that.
What's a step that we would need to take to make that happen?
I've had some discussions with Jordan on this.
Can you give me an example of a customer who would, or the ideal customer profile for Holt Fleet Services?
That's a good question. I can name some that I know are active that dabble in other stuff. Like you talk about a customer like a Delicato Wines where they are already under Holt Fleet Services with forklifts, but they have huge facilities. They need power generation. They do their own construction on some of their sites. So they have earth moving equipment and stuff like that. It would be,
New Fendt 200 tractor or Massey Ferguson 3S.
If they're doing vineyards, absolutely. It could be something there. If they need vineyard tractors, it can be all lumped into that. Wine is kind of, I hate to default to that because it's so big for material handling, but it is a true, Gallo. We have tractors running there in their facilities. We have loaders, and we have done some loaders under the Holt Fleet Service umbrella, not technically with a title, but we've lumped them under the kind of the Gallo contract that we have with them. So we're kind of already doing it, but I think ideally what we would want is a Holt Fleet Services quarterback kind of that brings the appropriate people in from each division to help run it. So, a lot of the times with the divisional, I don't want to call them silos, but there's the divisional, hey, I'm compensated for these. So why am I going to spend time on this? Where if you have a quarterback who's drawn all the people in and coordinating all of that, then everybody still gets their commission. Everybody still gets what they need. And then that person, as the point person, the quarterback, even for the customer, can organize all that. And then Holt benefits from all the divisions benefit from it. But, you know, if they're running, like, you look at somebody like Delicato, they have, you know, distribution facilities that need backup power. So they probably have two generators on site there. You've got, they've got 40 forklifts at their distribution center. You know, they've got, I know they have earth moving equipment because I see it. Forget what brand. I think they have one cat and a few others, but you know, if they needed more and need to expand, if they need a defense tractor for maybe they acquired some vineyards, it's all that kind of stuff that you could talk to them and go, hey, you already have this whole fleet service contract for forklifts. Let us do something for you in this, in other divisions. And so that would kind of be the ideal customer who needs a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And even you talk about cat rental stores, mm-hmm. you know, they need aerial equipment all the time. I need a boom lift. I need a scissor lift. We're doing this project. You know, we need some light towers, whatever, you know, right now when we do that, when they ask for that, we kick it to the CRS rep and go, okay, here you go. Here's a handoff. Go ahead and take care of it. But then they're dealing with two people.
So you're saying that having the Holt Fleet Services account manager could be a key role in the future.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have to look at it at Holt as a complete umbrella, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, to use an old term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all good for us. The more we get our name out there in all industries, the better it is for us as Holt as a whole. Because if we're seeing more and more in our industry where bigger and customers are looking for just a solution. They don't want to buy this stuff. They don't want to manage it all. They just want to go to somebody and go, I want X, Y, and Z, and A and Q, and provide it for me. And so I think that's partially where we need to go, because we have such a big umbrella of services. Why shouldn't we be doing that? Why shouldn't we be providing everything that customer needs? So
as is, how does Holt Fleet Services work right now? Do you have like a rental fleet that's dedicated to Holt Fleet Services?
So that's a good question. Kind of.
Okay.
Like we have stuff in the long-term rental fleet, and we also have also in our Holt Fleet Services fleet. And then we also have like short-term rental fleet that we can pull from. We have a rental fleet holding account where it's machines that are brand new that are waiting for utilization that we're going to pull and put here. We just did a big thing with Delicato where they had some older machines we needed to roll out. So we rolled out some old machines, sent them to used, pulled stuff out of rental fleet holding, put them in there. That's kind of a general thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we're onboarding a new customer, usually we'll treat it as we'll order the new equipment specifically for them and bring that in and start the whole process. And in the meantime, if we have stuff sitting in our fleet that we can use to help keep them propped up until our new stuff comes in, if they need it, we'll use it out of our existing rental fleet, Holt Fleet Services fleet. So there's not a quote unquote dedicated,
mm-hmm.
but anytime a machine rolls into there, you know, it's there for its life or through the term of the contract, and it will stay there until it probably has another usage, whether back in short-term rental or we sell it out used, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the benefit to the customer. It's a true partnership between vendor and end user.
Mm-hmm.
We are invested as you are because we own the equipment. Mm-hmm. We need to keep it up and running in good condition and utilize uptime for you, because we want that stuff in just as good a condition as you do as a customer. The other thing is the flexibility. You're not dealing with the bank. If you get a lease from a bank, you're paying for those 5 years. It doesn't matter what. If you're going to buy it out, it's extremely huge penalties. With Holt of California, there's the flexibility. We will write in even flexibility into the contract if you want. It's the ultimate situation of you have a service provider who's an expert at it, who can help you devise the perfect program for your business for the next 2, 3, 5, 7 years, whatever you want. We'll work in partnership, and there's a flexibility to make sure it's going to work for you through those years.
There you have it. Holt Fleet Services is in its beginning stages with big aspirations for the future. Thanks for listening. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE.